this is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was You're Not the Only One I Know by the Sundays. Happy Sunday, everyone. So happy Sunday. I think everyone's tired today, especially because the weather sucks. And we had such a beautiful weekend of weather, and then this feels like our punishment for enjoying ourselves during the warm weather. Today, the theme of the episode is Halloween, maybe just fall. Basically, what I did today was put together a list of songs that I've listened to during the fall season throughout my years of Tufts, which was a little bit weird. And I think that part was the spooky thing. Self-reflection was spooky. So that's the theme of the show. I'm in a bit of like a super Sunday mood today, just tired, getting a little bit of that scary feeling when you're thinking about what you have to do for the rest of the week. So I hope these songs will help us all through that feeling. And another theme of the show today is, oh, there, I did it. I'm gonna try to say less today because I was looking back at my last episode just to see how the sound was. And it was horrific how many times I said, So we're going to avoid that. So yeah, that's the theme of the show. Spooky self-reflection, feeling better about it being Sunday and the weather being terrible. And also listening to a lot of music that I have in the past. So next up is Caroline Polachek. This song is called Door. I've been listening to this album a lot this week. It's from the album Pang, which is Caroline Polachek's first album. She's released one album since, which I also really like. Sorry, there it is again. I can't not, I think it's like a tick at this point on air, but we're going to try our best today. Anyway, this song is called Door, and I just remembered this week how good this song is, and I'm going to play it on air because of that. So a lot of these songs today are not going to be anything new. I've probably played all of them on air at least once. But that's the whole point of the show today, is to return to the past, which is spooky. I think that's haunted. So anyway, this song is called Door, and I hope you like it.
Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know. Signature on a check made up, do you? Took 10 laps round the planet to prove what I wasn't. And the door slams hard behind you when you leave the house of judgment. Waiting for a grab to hit me, some kind of reckoning. I waited for the drop, cause lately the yang comes with kin. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know this signature on a check made up to you. Now there's the Oh,
That was Always Forever by The Cults. And before that, I played Door by Caroline Polachek. Both of those songs are throwbacks for me. That Cult song was actually on a playlist that I made freshman year when I first got to Tufts. And I don't know, it just makes me think a lot about that time in my life. And when I first got to Tufts, it was really dark. Super dark, guys. But it makes me feel good to think about how many friends I've made since then and how much I actually like Tufts now. I think when I first got here, I did really like it just because it was new. But since then, you know, obviously we've had our ups and downs. So to go back to freshman year is very strange. Halloween is a great reminder of how long I've been at Tufts. Because you go to the same things every year, and you see that slowly you lose your grasp of campus. Basically, I think moral of the story is that sophomore year, you sort of feel like you own the place. And then my senior year, you should feel like that, and you really don't, because you go to all these things, and you're like, the sophomores are having the most fun here, and you don't even know it sophomore year. Junior year is like, whatever. It just happens to you. But sophomore year is really when you own campus. And I was a creature of campus sophomore year. I like basically was between three buildings, my dorm, the dining hall, and then the campus center. And between those three buildings, that was my entire life. And that's where I saw everyone that I knew every single day. Not that I miss that part of my life necessarily, but it is funny to think about how none of these sophomores know. That they're having the time of their lives. That's when you peak at Tufts University. Anyway, this next song is Everybody's Talking. It's by Harry Nilsson, and it's from a soundtrack for a movie, again, that I haven't watched. This is a theme of my show, that I like to play soundtrack music for shows and movies that I don't watch. But I have listened to this song quite a bit, and it reminds me of my friend Margot, who we just sort of like, I don't know if she told me about this song, but we tend to refer to it in a sort of like as it represents a certain emotion. And maybe you'll get a sense of that once you listen to the song. It's called Everybody's Talking, and it's by Harry Nilsson.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going well, the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Wah, 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 wah. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave my love behind. In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
Running from the turning, I swore I could be good enough. It's a given thing. Sometimes our love is everlasting. It's a gift. Good enough, it's a given.
That was A Given Thing by Wiseblood. And before that, I played Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Truly a classic. That song has carried me through so many things. So many things. Too many to name, honestly. It's time for a PSA because it's 3:29. Just because it's 3:29. Anyway, this one's called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's a little bit scary, as is the rest of the show, which is spooky, because it's Halloween. My mom just texted me and she said that I should talk about an early Halloween costume of mine. And I was thinking I would generally just talk about how I usually hate Halloween, or historically I've hated Halloween. When I was a kid, I really didn't like the idea of having a lot of attention on me. So I didn't like putting on costumes. There was one year I was a swamp, which was an awesome costume. My mom and I spent many, many hours hot gluing fake plants to a green dress, and then I had a little headpiece as well with also fake plants on it. It was really cute, and my mom put a lot of work into that, so I'm very appreciative of how much she was willing to work with me, even though I hated Halloween. And something happened when I got to college, and I decided that I actually do kind of like Halloween. I've had a weekend of okay costumes. My roommates have done much better than me, and I think this has been the case like every year that I have sort of mediocre Halloween costumes, and people ask me what I am, and either the explanation is like way too long or they just don't get it. And so I think I just need to pick costumes that are better, basically. I've had maybe one good costume, and it was when I was a mad scientist. I think that was really legible, and now my costumes are confusing to people. Yesterday I was a cheerleader. I think it was fine. It was fine. It was just mostly an excuse to wear this new skirt that I have and then this new shirt that I have. So I wore them at the same time. And I really like wearing long socks these days. So really it was just an excuse to wear like the specific outfit and then also have like accessories like the pom-poms. Because I saw the cheerleaders a few weeks ago at homecoming, and I was kind of obsessed. I think that unlocked something for me, and it was sort of Bottoms inspired, the movie that came out. So all of that sort of came together into this mediocre Halloween costume that no one really understood. I'm having trouble speaking today, and maybe it's because I'm super sleepy. So we're gonna just keep the show going. This next song is from The Smiths. I'm playing it because I played it 2 years ago on my Halloween show. Because it's a pretty spooky song. I think this is generally a song that would belong on a Halloween playlist. The song is called How Soon Is Now? And I think you probably already know it. So I hope you enjoy listening to it again.
Thank you. decide which way you turn while feeling that our love is not your concern. You to the decide.
I'm back. Sorry about that. I keep having these mic issues where the mic falls onto me, and I think it's my fault. I think I'm doing something wrong. But anyway, that song was Run of the Mill by George Harrison, and before that I played How Soon Is Now by The Smiths. I'm really glad that I am doing a radio show today. I was like dragging my feet to the station today, but here I am once again. We're almost towards the end of the show, and I, for some reason, I really thought I had something to say, and then it just escaped my brain. But this next song is Hold On. It's by John Lennon, and someone was on Prez Lawn playing it the other day on the guitar, and I started listening to it again, which was very lovely. I spent a lot of time on the lawn this week, just because it was so warm outside, and it just, you know, it was lovely to hear someone playing on guitar. That's all I have to say. That's it. Sorry, guys. I really thought I would have more to contribute today, but I really don't. I think I'm just, I've said all of the words that I need to say. Honestly, I did more social interaction this weekend than I have in a very long time. So I think maybe my brain has just run out of things to say, which is okay. I think I should probably rest. I should come up with some new things for next week, or else I'm actually going to be mute, probably. So basically what I'm going to do after the show is go home and come up with new things, new jokes for the new week, because I think I've run out. I was talking to Lauren about this a while ago, my housemate. Maybe this happened on air, but I was saying that, like, because I was away, I had so many fresh things to say when I got back. And I think I'm maybe at the end of the list of stories and things to contribute to conversations. So I'm in dire need of new content to talk about. So anyway, this is Hold On by John Lennon.
Yoko, hold on, it's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the flight.
when you're by yourself and there's no one else. You just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on.
Thank you.
That was Even a Lot Feels Like Nothing by KC Johansing. And before that, I played Deny by Durando. Two songs that really don't go together at all. And I was kind of upset when the Deny, whatever it's called, what is that word? And transitioned to the next song. But it's in the past now, and we only have 5 minutes left of my show. So we gotta keep this show on the road. I think I'm jumbling sayings today. It's really not going well for me in my brain today, which is okay, because it's Sunday, and I have the rest of the day to rest and recover. I just have a few assignments to do in the meantime, but I'm gonna pay no mind to that right now. I'm going to wrap up the show today with one of my all-time favorites of this fall, of this year. I think I've listened to this song a ton this year. It's one from Phoenix. It's called Honeymoon, and it's just a great song. I think that's basically the theme of the show today, was that I wanted it to be a little spooky because it's Halloween, and then I ended up playing only music that I listen to consistently in the fall, which is usually... I did not intend to reinvent the wheel today, or usually, but I feel like I usually come up with like maybe a cooler list of songs, but these are all solid songs that I feel like I really wanted to listen to today because I'm in a sleepy mood, and it's Sunday, and all you want to do on Sunday is do nothing, and reinventing the wheel on a Sunday feels really, really difficult to me right now, so... This next song is called Honeymoon. It's by Phoenix. And I just know you're going to like it because I like it and it's really good. So have a great week. And I hope you'll join me again next week. Same time, same place. This is Jill Yum and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week, guys. And happy Halloween.
Every Sunday I go to Hollywood. I buy my ticket to see the midnight show. And every Sunday I live my honeymoon. You rule my body, I just feel that it's good. Yet my mind aches, bust my real thoughts. When you're with me, till the night's away. I am sitting, I watch the fireworks. No matter a time, I feel the midnight crush. Tonight, let me handle this affair. Let me handle this affair. Every Sunday fear.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been